Hello and welcome to English Fluency Now's 7 Strategies for English Fluency Email course. I'm Lisa, and in this free email course, I'm sharing with you 7 things you can do right now to help you become fluent in the English language. In the first email, I shared with you the number one strategy for English fluency. Immerse yourself in the English language. Listen, listen, listen. In the second email, I shared with you the number two strategy for English fluency. Repetition. This brings us to the third strategy for English fluency. A good attitude and a growth mindset. Let's begin. English fluency strategy number 3. Why are you learning English? The importance of internal motivation and a growth mindset for success. Unfortunately for a lot of people, their first opportunity to learn a foreign language was at school, and they were only doing it because they were required to do it. I have a young employee at my cafe that has been studying Spanish during her last year of high school. She is only taking Spanish because it is a requirement to get into college. Her first semester of Spanish was in the typical classroom setting with a textbook and a teacher and lots of other students, most of whom were only there because of some requirement as well. Basically, she didn't really want to learn Spanish. She just had to. She had to do it. Consequently, she did not really like it. In fact, she said it was her hardest class yet. Really? Harder than physics? I think it was hard for her because she really did not want to do it. Since she really had no interest in learning Spanish at this time in her life, she didn't have strong internal motivation, the desire to do something that comes from within yourself. Nor did she have a good attitude, and that is why she found it very difficult. Now, it could be that she had a bad teacher, and I personally don't think that taking a language class is the best way to learn a language anyway. But mostly, I think she wasn't able to even enjoy Spanish because she didn't really want to be learning it right now. And because she didn't really want to learn Spanish, but only wanted to do it to fulfill a college entrance requirement, she now thinks she doesn't like Spanish. I find that very sad, especially because I love the Spanish language. So, why are you learning English? Why do you want to become fluent in English? As you may have read on my website, www.englishfluencynow.com, there are many good reasons for learning English, both personal and professional. But why are you learning English? It's good to know why you are doing something, isn't it? In the first two emails, I gave you information about two very important strategies for learning a foreign language, immersion and repetition. But probably the first thing you really need to do is get clear about your motivation for learning the language. If you are intrinsically motivated, that means that you really want to do something yourself, not just because someone is requiring you to do it, then you will be able to implement the strategies that I am sharing with you in a way that will help you achieve your goal of becoming fluent in English. You do want to be successful, right? So, the first thing is to make sure that you really want to learn English. Get clear about your motivation and your goals. Why are you doing this? Why are you spending your time, energy, and probably some money on this? Once you are clear about your desire to learn English, you will be able to work on having a growth mindset. In her book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, psychologist Carol Dweck tells us about her research on how important it is to have a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset for success in any endeavor. If you have a fixed mindset, you believe that your intelligence or talent is fixed, that you can't change it. if you have a fixed mindset, you also believe that talent is what makes you successful, without effort. In language learning, some people believe that some people are gifted or talented at learning languages and that it is easy for them. If you have a fixed mindset, you might say things to yourself like, "I don't have a talent for languages." You think you can't learn, no matter how much you try. You think you will never be as good as that other person who has the language learning talent that you don't have. Carol Dweck's research shows that this is not true. If you have a growth mindset, you believe that you can learn new things and become successful in achieving your goals and developing your skills through dedication and hard work. This view of yourself and your ability to learn and grow creates a love of learning and resilience, the ability to keep going even if it is hard. That is essential for great accomplishment. For more information about the book and Carol's research, visit her online at http://www.mindsetonline.com. I believe that you will have the most success in becoming fluent in English if you have a growth mindset. That is, if you believe that through your own efforts, using the strategies that I am sharing with you, and putting in the time and energy that it takes, you will succeed. You will become fluent in English and enjoy speaking, reading, and writing in English easily and with confidence. Whether you are an athlete, artist, musician, writer, computer programmer, speaker, or whatever, you know that you will only achieve your goals through effort and perseverance, sticking with it. You didn't just wake up one day knowing how to do all the things you know how to do. You worked at it. You put in time and energy. And it is the same with learning English. If you work at it because you want to, and you know that by working at it you will improve, then you are already on your way to becoming a successful English speaker. Great job. You are on your way. Keep up the good work. Now, as you already know, I want to help you become fluent in English. And in order to help you do that, I have created the English Fluency Now website, where I offer audio, text programs especially designed for English learners who are at intermediate and advanced levels. I create materials that you will be able to purchase, download, and have available to you 24/7 so you can immerse yourself in English. Listen to things over and over again. Remember, repetition is key. And now you know that by doing so, by putting in the work and with concentrated effort, you will become fluent in English. I also provide lots of free audio content on my blog at www.englishfluencynow.com, which you can listen to as many times as you'd like. If you have ideas for content or things that you would like to learn, let me know. I will make podcasts about those topics and put them on the website and on iTunes. Thank you again for signing up for the 7 Strategies for English Fluency email course. I hope you are finding these articles helpful and worth your while. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them to the English Fluency Now wall on Facebook or send me an email at Lisa@EnglishFluencyNow.com. My goal is to help you become fluent in English, if that's what you want. That's all for today. I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.